This is Dr. Donna dictating. Will Weiland from the Weirs, New Hampshire, is about to dictate today, Wednesday, August, I guess, the 23rd. He's about to dictate the rather formidable contents of his large mountain pack. The idea being that this would be the opportunity to get a record of how much crud one man can carry at one time and still be happy about it, and also to let him know for future references what things he had so he wouldn't forget the useful ones. The next voice you hear will be that of Will Weiland, and he better get right to it.
The useful one that you never have is time, but you got to make that on the way. Going slow is what gets rid of the essential. All right, now we're recording. According to old CT Daughter, we have a lot of non-essentials. We won't argue that point. We'll let it speak for itself. First, we'll go into the essentials of the summit pack.
Essentials, but what's that, man? What's that?
And perhaps leave the questionable items pull out to the top of the pack.
What's there for the record? Not giving a lecture to some punk.
I'm talking to myself. Go away. Okay, long ears. This summit pack usually weighs between 12 and 20 pounds. In the bottom of it, I feel we always have to have a sweater wrapped up in polyethylene. One or two bags extra always help. A parka for wind, about a 1 pound nylon. A wind pants, about 8 ounces of single weight nylon. A spare pair of gloves, a spare of goggles, a spare bag full of emergency food. I prefer chocolate and nuts. We also have our standard climbing gear, which consists of goggles, over mitts, hat, and spare socks. I'm a nut on spare socks, I admit, but enough to replace what I'm wearing, meaning usually 3 pair, I feel is justified. Now, not wrapped up in polyethylene, we also take along an alpencord of parachute cord, which matches the climbing rope in length. In this case, I've got a 90-foot, which exactly matches my usual small 7/16 climbing rope. You also throw in enough beaners, 4 or 5, for waist loops for a party of 2 or 3 and a couple to leave over for rappelling. My own design of rappelling bar. Yes, Charlie, you'll get yours. You always do. Just don't anticipate what yours will be. A couple of loops, 12 to 15 feet for waist loops. A beaner for general purposes on the outside of the pack because that's where I can get at it. And I find several differences in climbing out here on mixed rock, snow, and ice from climbing on strictly rock in New Hampshire. One of these being that your piton hammer and group of 5 to 10 pitons is sort of a questionable item. One thing we have to include here that I never used before is the dubbing for the boot right along in the pack. And the headlight when polyethylene tarp becomes a lot less dispensable. As far as changes in gear go, I find that I can do without my customary 6 to 10 foot slings in assorted character. They just don't seem to be used. The extra 15 beaners on the waist don't seem to be used. The spare 5 to 10 pitons don't seem to be used. I've completely eliminated them in climbing out here in the West. And I'd say that's the summit pack in toto. No one essential which lies on top and is selected would be the spare sweater, the spare over mitts when the others get wet, and the complete with cord to tie them together in the wind. The parka, which I find necessary on snow, which comes down to the knees, and the headline wrapped up and set up to protect against breakage. That is about it. Lemon drops are something that I like, but that goes into any accessible place. I'd say that's it. Doc might, at the same time, have me profitably go into contents of the pocket, which I guess are fairly usual. Matches, compass, protected toilet paper, protected paper towels. In the hip pockets, a pair of small, very small nylon slings, but enough so that if I drop into a crevasse, the prusik up is possible. A Swiss knife, for which I found no adequate words to describe its usefulness. It's just there. A bandana, the goggles that I plan to wear in the climb, the chapstick without which I'm not happy, and the miscellaneous sweets which we like to tuck in. That covers the contents of the pockets, and the only thing I can add as a finale is the hard hat is indispensable for those times when you aren't quite perfect. I've got a little ways to go, then I'll be perfect. Okay, that's getting up and down the mountain. Ha! 20 pounds isn't what Doc's talking about. He's more interested in the Leaning Tower of Pizza, which goes 70 pounds. All this is lashed on a Kelty frame with hooks alongside it. Kelly can't be approached. To me, he's got the unique position of sharing with Howard Head, respective outdoorsmen all over the world, and I can't think of anything else which deserves such worldwide popularity outside of Primus Stoves. Good old Made in America may not be a label to be thought of very much by the outdoorsmen, but I think that Kelty should put that sort of thought in mind. In the Kelty pack goes the things I've learned from my Western trips here. Use polyethylene. Skip the tent. Use tin cans, billies, number 10 cans with baling wire. Forget about your fancy cooking gear. I have never had much experience with using anything except stoves. It seems wood is often an acceptable substitute out here, and I've gone so far in the Canadian Rockies and Cascades without a stove, using others when I could scrounge them. All right, Doc, laugh if you will. In the big pack goes a stuff bag with a 2-pound down bag, nylon air mattress, and sleeping socks. Next on top goes clothing, 4 pounds. Next on top goes the polyethylene sock bag. Next on top goes the miscellaneous junk bag, which includes knives, forks, spoons, sewing kit, hat, forceps, spare knife, spare flashlight batteries. Insect repellent. Pen, pencil, film, gamma gear. All amounting to 6 pounds or so. Quite a bit of odds and ends of sling rope. I would say a plastic poncho. And that is about it. Now, to make up this 70 pounds, you have a few more things to add. A pair of boots, 5 pounds on top. A 15 to 20 pound box of food, which sits on top. A miscellaneous junk bag to make traveling in the car comfortable with spare clothes, a water bottle, maps, various sort of personal effects which make the trip memorable. You have to have your postcards and stationery. And, if you're afflicted with a disease of collecting printed information, maps, and data, you just can't get away without carrying 10 pounds of this stuff around. Shedding the old as you go. I think that fairly well covers contents of pack. We haven't hit the climbing gear, which goes without saying. Ice axe, crampons, rope, and spare rope so you can get up when the other one gets lost. I mean, if you're going to be a Sherpa, you might as well go all the way and carry that spare 5 pounds of climbing rope in addition to the 160-foot 10-pound one. I don't think there's another thing to add except the except to say that if at the time I had left from the east, I had had more than 6 hours of preparation time, I would have carried this back and not had to pay $30 to the airline for 30 pounds of overweight gear. You see, I've shipped as much as this again home as being useless. Maybe this will too serve to do planning ahead of time and save time and energy. If it does, at least your tape recorder time hasn't been wasted, Doc. As far as other things wasted, oh well, let's be prolific with everything except time. Bye-bye. That's it. And as a signature, meep meep! Good climbing.